Okay, today's shiur is Brachas Daf Tzadi Beis. Brachas Tzadi Beis, and we are on Tzadi Aleph from a Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored again, like all the Masechta Shiurim, by the Elman family from Baltimore. Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basar Bas Rabin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are continuing here at Tzadi Aleph from a Beis, talking all about Birchas HaMitzvah. We had the fascinating machlokas yesterday regarding whether over lasiyasan, which is what we're used to, or bishas asiyasan. Those are the two days in the Gemara. And the Gemara said that really everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that it's impossible to do bishas asiyasan at least by three. By tekiah shofar, you cannot blow shofar while you're making the bracha. Tevila, one cannot make a bracha during the time when one is a mikvah. The yesh omrim av kiddushin bibi'ila. We said also by kiddushe bia, it is impossible to make a bracha during that time. So we continue. The Gemara now says that there may be another exception to the rule. Amar Reb Yona, here in the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Reb Yona, Islacha Chori. There's another one. Tefillin Shel Yad Ad Shelo Yachlots. Right? We had this earlier in the Masechta, that in the days of old, not anymore, they used to make a bracha before they took off, or when they took off their tefillin of Lishmar Chukav. There's a mitzvah to guard the tefillin, and that's why we don't wear it at certain times, so that it does not... we do not violate the kedusha of the tefillin. So says Reb Yona that also tefillin, after you take off the tefillin, that's when you say the bracha. Because after all, it says the charedim, sharei lo shayach l'shomron b'kisan ki im acharei shachalos osam. It's not shayach to guard it in their kiss until you after you take it off. So Reb Yona says there also there's a bracha that is la'achar asiyasan. Again, assuming that's a birchas hamitzvah after asiyasan. V'shel rosh, says the Gemara, why does Reb Yona focus only on the tefillin shel yad? What about the shel rosh? So the answer is basically the tefillin shel yad is always the last one on. Right, tefillin shel yad has to be on. Always, you can never have the tefillin shel rosh on without the tefillin shel yad. And the Gemara says that in the following way. Ad shelo yeba. Yeba is from the word, the Mara Folda says, yeheba. Right on it. Ad shelo yeba. Before the tefillin shel yad is on, lo yeba, the tefillin shel rosh should never be on. Minde yeba. And once you put the tefillin shel yad on, hu yeba, that's when it should be on always until you take off the tefillin shel rosh. Right? That is a din li'ikuva from the words ukshar. And then ukshartam la'osa yadecha va'yitvos b'inyanecha. So that's why Reb Yona emphasizes the tefillin shel yad in this equation. Interesting halacha. We know that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin of Malin Bakodesh Be'moridim. We put if somebody wears a talis and tefillin, you wear the talis first. You put the talis on first and then tefillin because of Malin Bakodesh. As the Shulchan Aruch Simin Chafhei Achar Shalavash Talis Mitzuyatz Yaniach Tefillin Shemalin Bakodesh. You go up in kedusha va'manichan kis. Tefillin, vatalos, tokis achas. If you keep the talis and the tefillin in the same bag, tzrichin lizoyer shelo yanichu kis hatefillin lamala. Don't put the tefillin on top of the talis because then you're going to end up coming into contact with the tefillin first, and you got to be mavra la mitzvahs, which you don't want to do. Kedei shelo yifka b'hem tchila v'itzarach la'anicham kodem atalis. If you picked up the tefillin first, then you have to put the tefillin on first because amalan b'kodesh. There's no din li'ikuva of having talis before tefillin. Right? After all, before somebody gets married, they're wearing tefillin without a talis, so there is no din li'ikuva. And if you picked up your tefillin first, then you have to put them on before the talis. But you don't want to do that. You want to fulfill the ma'alan b'kodesh. So that's why you should put your talis on. Put the talis in the bag on top of the tefillin, so that's what you come to first. But the halacha is, what happens if by mistake you picked up the tefillin shel rosh before the tefillin shel yad? Then you do say, mavra la mitzvahs, you have to put it down and put on the shel yad, because the din of having the tefillin shel yad on before the tefillin shel rosh, that's a din li'ikuva. Like our Gemara says in this regard of lo yeba, min di yeba, hu yeba, right? That you always have to have it on the tefillin shel yad, when the tefillin shel rosh is on, but that's why Reb Yona says what he says. Continuing other berachas mitzvah, shchita, emasayhu mavarech aleh, when do you make a bracha on shchita? So even if shchita is a matir, as is described by some mefarshim, still you make a bracha on it. When do you make a bracha on shchita? Says the Gemara, Reb Yochanan Amar, over lishchot, right by every mitzvah. Reb Yochanan says, you make a bracha of over la'asiyasan. Reb Yossi ben Dehora yomer, misha yish. Reb Yosef ben Arai says, no, a chiddush. You make a bracha after the shchita. Why? Lama? Shema tisnavel shchita asa. Maybe you're going to mess up in the shchita. shechita. And because you might mess up, and it's tricky, so that's why you make a bracha afterwards. Again, there's always, there is a ravid. Remember, the ravid says that whenever a mitzvah involves someone else, you have to make the bracha afterwards, because maybe they'll say they won't take it. By tztaka, some say there's no bracha, because maybe the ani won't take it. By the ravid I was just mentioning is by ishus, you have to make the bracha la'achar ha-kiddushin, because maybe she'll say no. Again, we don't paskin that way. We say you can say it beforehand. You could assume that she's going to say yes if she's under the chuppah. But by shechita, maybe there's more of a chashash, because we know shechita is a little more challenging, right? The Gemara in Chulin, the Charedim here quotes the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tes that talks about the five psule shechita, says the Gemara. Chulin Tesman Aleph. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Kol Tabach Shein Yodei Hilchos Shechita, Osur Lechol Mishchita So. If any butcher does not know the laws of shechita, then you're not allowed to eat from his shechita. Ve'elo Hilchos Shechita. What are the laws of shechita? Shehiya, right? Delaying in the middle. Derasa, chomping down instead of the back and forth motion. Chalada, going underneath the pipe. Hagrama, that's a machlokes, whether hagrim, and ikur, where it gets pulled out before you cut it. Either way, the psalei shechita, so it's difficult always to do a good shechita. So that's why Yossi Ben Arai says you make the bracha afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan assumes, no, you can make it beforehand, because maybe rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchenim. Most people who are involved in shechita are mumchen. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the psulei, about the shechita becoming a nevela, right? What's the definition of a nevela halachically? An animal that died without shechita, or a non-kosher animal that dies in any way, right? That's a nevela. But a kosher animal that dies without shechita is a nevela. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yeredeya, as we know, that the bracha we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that the bracha is said before the shechita. Simin Yutes in Yeredeya, Hashochei Tzorach Sheyivarach Kodem, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzotav Etzivanu Al Shechita. We make the bracha beforehand. Vim Shachad V'lo Birech Kshero. We'll get back to that. But the Rama says, Vim Shachad Davar Disyalad Be'Reyasa, Vatzorach B'dika, if you're going to shuck something that has questions about it, so then there's something to talk about. As the Gemara will mention about the show in a minute, but otherwise, Meikra then we make the bracha beforehand. Says the Gemara, let's just finish, and then we'll mention the other point in the Shulchan Aruch. Me'ata mishad yivdok simanim. If you're so nervous, Rabbi Yossi ben Arai, about the nevelos, maybe you should have to make the bracha and wait till after you check. Right, mishad yivdok simanim, not even right afterwards. You have to make sure it was done properly. So the Gemara says, no cheskas b'nei me'ayim sheirim. We assume it's kasher, meaning before you do the shechita, we have to be nervous that you might mess up. But once a mitzvah shechita is done, then we assume that it was done properly. You assume it was done properly, and that's why the Gemara even says, "Tani shachta unetalo azeivim me'eha kshera." Right, if you shechted and then the innards were stolen by a wolf comes over and takes the innards without being checked, it's okay. You can assume it's kosher. V'choshesh em enikvu. Why aren't we worried that they were pierced and there was some type of hole, and that's a trefa? Maybe right, a trefa as an animal that had a perfect shechita, but there was some other type of problem with the animal. So why aren't we choshesh? Rabbi Bav, Hashem Rabbanan, Detaman, Rabbi Bav, in the name of the rabbis there in Bavel, B'nei Me'ayim, B'cheskas kosher. No, you assume the B'nei Me'ayim are kosher, and therefore you don't have to worry and wait to do it after the bedika, right? There are a number of other areas of halacha also that the issue is relying on chazakos, right? There is a bracha that was said in the days of old regarding kiddushei bia. We just said on the end of yesterday's daf, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Eben Ezer and Simon Sama Gimel, Yesh Omrim Acher Shematza Besulim Mevarech. This is bracha that after the first time a husband and wife are together. The Rama quotes, we don't make such a bracha because we don't, for various reasons, the Rishonim already say, but we don't make this bracha. But the Chalkas B'chokek on that Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sama Gimel, the Chalkas B'chokek says, Veloshaya Khan over Lasiyaso. You can't say over Lasiyaso on this bracha B'sulim, Demina Yada. The Shamri Chopatara. How do we know that there was a chazaka? From our Shalka said Lo Nihigi the Brachazu, Efsha Shamadil Huska Brachazu, but Talmud, the Gamrifa Rabam Luhiske Brachazu, Shmamina de Losfir Le Kagan Lavar Brachazu. Any bracha that's not in shots is already a little tricky. Right, we had a couple of days ago Shalosadi Oved and Isha, but right, the bracha of Hanosel Ef Koach is not in Shas. That's why there are some that have questions about it. The Minhag of Yisrael is to say it, right? The bracha of by a bar mitzvah. Also, a brach of Tarani is not in Shas, that's based on a medrash at least. But that's also machlokes, Ramo, and the Gra, whether you should say Shem and Malchus, because it's not in, in Shas. There is, though, an interesting discussion in the Ur Zarua. The Ur Zarua in Chelek Aleph, Simon Shin Pei Zayin, discusses, quotes the Shita of the Avi Ezri. Quotes the Avi Ezri, who says that in, here is a Hilchos Kisi Adam in Shin Pei Zayin, says the Avi Ezri, Amar B'Yerushalmi, quotes the Yerushalmi, here, Peshuvah is going to Matzah Umori Avi Ezri, Kasev, Mshachad V'Hizav Lo Birech, O Kisa V'Hizav Lo Birech, if you do Shchita or Kisi Adam without the Bracha, Asur Lo Le'echo Mimenu, it's also to eat from it, Aval Achir Mutter, he can't eat from it. Wow, why is that? Is that like a Knas? V'Uchayim Malkus, V'Eno Nira V'Einav, Elanira lo dagam lo mutter. I don't know where this is talking about. If you don't make a bracha, it could be that it's going to be usur to eat. He says, be isura kam. It's inappropriate. They didn't make the bracha. But for sure you can eat from it. Then he quotes many rayas to this, right? But it's amazing havamina. That without a bracha, the amazing daya, that without a bracha, you wouldn't be able to eat from it. Umin kamei de shachit, sorach levarach ala shchita, vahadir mishchat. Vetabach de lo barach, ve ishtali ve shachit, shori lo mechal, meyahu besara. Shmami nam, de lo kasavach, afilo di day shari, vesu di yachal adayin levarach achar shchita. Shkol mitzvah shlo birach, over la siyasa, levarach la achar asiyasa. This is the famous shita of the Arzarua. It's famous if you know it, but the Arzarua holds you, make a bracha la asar asiyasa. Right, we don't, the Rama paskins that you cannot make a bracha la achar asiyasa. Only before or during. But the Arzarua says you could even make the bracha la'achar asiyasa, and this is the context right here. But again, this is the, he then quotes the Ar Yushalmi, when do you make the bracha? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosa, and he quotes our whole, through the Cheskas B'nei Me'ayim kosher, Hare Atar Ro'eh, says the Arzarua. Shall Rabbi Yosi Bar Noray, Kachi Ikara Mitzvah, Shiyishkod V'yacha Kachi Yivarech. Im Kain Zesha Shachad below bracha, Eino svarish and nachmer alav kulei high las or lo amasar. If Rabbi Yosi in our Gemara says you can make the bracha afterwards, then obviously if you didn't make the bracha, it doesn't aser the meat. The nira be'enai dal karcha lo pligir Rabbi Yochanan l'shesor v'zorach lahakdim bracha l'shchita. And Rabbi Yochanan only argues it says you have to make the bracha first. But if you didn't make the bracha, obviously it doesn't aser it. So therefore, this is a chiddush to say that you wouldn't that the basar would be usher without a bracha. And we can write the kaimalon kamoshkatzav of eldad hadani shachad below bracha nevela vechulu. But that's an interesting arzarua to be aware of. Is there any a time that the mitzvah will be held leikuva without the bracha? Okay, we continue. Two dots. Ketzad haisa mu'uberes vechulu. So we get back to the that line of the Mishnah. A woman is pregnant. A person is not. It's a tefillah shav if he davens that his wife should have a boy or a girl because she's already pregnant. Debeis Yanai amar b'yeshevez ala mashber himas nisa. Rabbi Yanai says, really, we're talking about a case where the woman's in labor. That's where it's too late. Hakodem lachein mashber, that if it was before it, Yitzali al shame, but you could daven even if she's in her eighth month. You're allowed to daven for a boy or a girl. Al shame behine kachomer biadayotzer. We are just material in the hands of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe b'shemer de Beis Yanai. Some change this from Rebbe because Beis Yanai was after Rebbe, so he wouldn't be quoting them. Iker ibura shel dina zachar haya. Really, Dina, right, was pregnant in Leah's uterus. Really, she was pregnant with a male. A male and not Dina. Me'achash and his pala Rachel, but once Rachel davened and said, please Hashem, give me another child, Nasas Nekeva. Then it turned into a Nekeva. Hadahi, and that's what it says, Va'achar, and afterwards Yoldabas, Vatikashma Dina. And she had, and Leah had Dina. What's Va'achar? Me'achash and his pala Rachel, Nasas Nekeva. After she davened, Nasas Nekeva. So 2 points of difference. One, the Bavli that we have in Daf Samach in Brachas of the Bavli does not have the Lashon of Rachel Davin, right? It has that Leah Davin. That's what we're a little more familiar with. The Gemara says there that Leah saw in the future that there's going to be 12 Shvatim, and she saw that she was pregnant with a male, and therefore she felt bad for her sister. Amar Rav la'achar shadana Leah din ba'atzma va'amra shem aser Shvatim asidin latzeis miYaakov. There are 12 Shvatim. They all knew that had come from Yaakov. Shisha yatsam imani. I already had 6. V'arbam and ashvachos hari asar. That's 10. Imze zachar. If I'm pregnant with a male, lo teachosi Rachel kachas ashvachos. My sister would be even less than one of the maidservants. Mianef chalabas. So what happened? It was switched to a daughter. So our Gemara, the Yerushalmi here, says that it was Rachel's tefillah that switched the embryo to a daughter. But in the Gemara, in Brachas, Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, it says that it was Leah's tefillah that had it swished. And if you look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, he adds another element that's not in either Gemara, and that is maybe the uteruses were the fetuses were flipped from Dina was really in Rachel, and Yosef was and Binyamin Yosef was in Leah, and then it was switched. That's the Yonasan ben Uzziel on the pasuk of Va'achar Yolda Bas. Says the Yonasan ben Uzziel, Bramrin Rachel Achas Yifkun Train Shiften Chechma. It's the same lashon that Leah was davening, but it just adds this element. V'shemiyam and kadam Hashem slusei to Leah v'ischalfu ubaraya b'meihon v'ava yohiv Yosef b'maha de Rachel v'dina b'maha de Leah. So it was switched. It was switched. That's the addition of Yonasan ben Uzziel. But again, it seems like from there that when did the tefillah happen? Maybe it was early, but this Yerushalmi says you could daven even up until the Mashber. The Gemara in Brachas says no, it can't daven up till 40 days. Right, and that's what's quoted in the Torah. The Torah in Aruch Chaim, it's in Reish Lamed, where the Torah says you can't daven a tefillah shav. He says, Shai se'istam uberes omer yiratzon she'elit she'zochar, harizu tefillah shav. V'davka achar arba'im yom li'ibura, aval toch arba'im yom mo'eles tefillah so. Mo'elas filaso within the first 40 days, that is what the Bavli says, and that's what the Torah quotes in Simon Reish Lamed. Okay, first historical account of any type of uterine and embryo and fetal switching. So fascinating. Okay, Vam Reb Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem debase Reb Yanai imanu Rachel menevios harishonos haisa. Rachel was one of the early nevios. Amran, therefore she said, Od Acher Yiyeh Mimeni, right after Yosef was born, she says, Yosef li ben Acher, right, which links Yosef and Binyamin forever. When she has one boy, she says, I hope I have another boy. And she says, Hadu dechsev Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. She only asked for one more son. Banim Acherim lo Amar. She didn't say more sons, only one, because she knew there was only going to be one more. V'lo od Acher Yiyeh Mimeni. There won't be any more from me. So this is going to Achronim point out that he seems to be against the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah and Daf Yadal says there were only seven Nevios and Rachel was not on that list. Right? Sarah was on that list. It says all the Emos were Nevios, doesn't have Rivka, right? So Leah just says as Sarah on the list. So maybe it's a Machlokas in Chazal. But Rashi also seems to quote this. Rashi in Bereishis on Chaf Tes Lamed Dalet, and the Mefarshim on Rashi wonder, it says there, Chaf Tes Lamed Dalet, that's on the pasuk of Levi, Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli, Kielati Lo Shlosha Banim, says Rashi, Lefi, Hapam Yilove Ishi, Lefi Sheha Imos Nevios Haya, quotes us from the Medrash, the Imos were Nevios, as we just saw in our Gemara, the Yodos Yud Beishvatim Yotzim Miyakov, and they knew that 12 Shvatim would come from Yaakov, the Arba Nashim Yisan only marry 4 women, or Amra, Me'ata Ein Lo Piskon Be'alai. So now I have my portion, I have a quarter, there's going to be 4 wives, and I have 3 of the children, so says Leah, that is I have my chelik. So it says there again, imos nevios haya. Ask the sifse chachamim there. V'im tomer var parakama de megillah lo chashev el azayin nevios. Sara Miriam Dvarachana Vigal Chulda Esther. Right? Only Sara is the only one of the imos on that list. V'yesh lomer da hasam chashvu masha hakra meit alehem. Only one, the pasik. If the pasik is explicit, so that's why, that's the Gemara in Megillah. The Sarah Hakra Meir Aleh Dechsev Kolasher Tomar Elecha Sarah Shma Bekola. Whatever Sarah says to you, Avraham, you have to listen to him. Lamesha Avraham Hayan Tafel Lesara Benevius V'chein Kula. Aval Gabi Imos Lo Matzino Shahayim Misnab Eus. We don't find that they prophesized. Ki Efsher Lafarish Hakros Tahacha Gipshuto. Right? You here, you don't have to say it was Dafka referring to anything more than the Pashup Shah. Right? And that's what the Gur Aryeh also on that Rashi. Notes this problem with the Gemara in Megillah, quotes the Kushev Blazer of the Reim or the Rizmanachi, and again Hasam Lochashav Rach Osam Shenavu Asam Mefurish Bekasav Shari Sar Nis Grace Yiska Shai Sasocha Berach Hakodesh Vonem Rakol Shetomar Lochasar Shema Bekola Mizel Amanu She Avram Tafel Lasar Nevias Avol Nevuas Rachel Valeya Lo Nechta Betorah V'Afal Gav De Muchrach Lomar Mikoch Tiktok Hakasav Shari Nevios, and even though studying the Psukim carefully, right, it's clear knew that they were prophetesses. Mikol makom ein hakasav medaber b'neviyah shalahem. The pasuk doesn't talk about their nevuah. Shein hakasav medaber rak shekara shmo Levi. That's all the pasuk says. Aval ein hakasav medaber b'nevuasam. Aval kol hanevios hakasav medaber b'nevuasam. Right, and that's what also is mentioned based on the 48 neviim, even though not all of them are mentioned in the psukim. So anyway, that's the Sifsei Chachamim in the name of the Mizrahi and the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh. The Sifsei Chachamim continues. Va'marshal pirei she'imos lo hayu misnabos ki'im al atzman she'yodos ma she'yavi alehen. Right, and they knew about themselves. Avo ma she'yavo lo asid al ha'achirim lo hayu yodos v'shem haki lo chashav osam b'chal shar nevios. Nevuah has to do with something, a message for Klal Yisrael and for others. But if it's just for yourself, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu communicated with you, maybe that wouldn't be in the category. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now. So we have some Yisodos already on this daf about the Imos. So if somebody comes on the way and then you hear that the cry is from your house, you shouldn't say the Mishnah says, oh, the cry is from, I hope it's not from my house. That's a Tefillah Shav. What should you say? Batuach ani she'ini l'b'toch beisi. I have bitachon. What is the Pnei Moshe? Zem muter lo lomar. De eno derech tfila elach shemar e atzmo nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. It's not davening, I hope it's not. It's saying, I know it's not. I know it's not a happy tachon. What does that mean? I know it's not. What if it is? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. In Reish Lamed, two ideas. He says, he quotes this Yerushalmi, and then he says, Ha'inyim mispareish b'shnei panim. Number one, kipshuto. Either he has bitachon, she'ein ze bebeso. Either, you might be wrong, but it's not a tefillah. It's just an acknowledgement. Or number two, even if it is in my tefillah, I know it's not a tzara. Mipnei shehirgol is b'nei beso, sheyekablu hakol b'simcha. Heina tov, heina hefech. V'yim kein memela, afilu m'chas v'shalom kara eze tzara lo yitzaku b'kolos. Eyekablu ba'ava u'bishtika. So maybe another a way of understanding. Okay, number one, hilo azakin omer mishmua ra lo yira. Hillel says maybe it's based on this idea from Yeshua Ra, one shouldn't fear. Halacha dalad Mishnah, nichnas lekrach mizbal shtayim. If somebody goes into a city, he should daven two tilos. Achas b'knitzos v'achas b'tziyoso. The Gemara is going to talk about each one of these. He davens once on his way into the city, and it's not talking about a city like we have cities in the days of old when it was dangerous cities. V'achas b'tziyoso. Benazi omer arba, four times. Shtayim b'knitzos v'shtayim b'tziyoso. Two on the way in, two on the way out. V'nosin hoda'o l'sha'avar v'tzoik l'asilavo. And give thanks for what was. The yisod of all of these filos, thanks to what was and daven for the future. Nichnas lekrach mizbal shtayim achas b'knisaso v'achas b'tziyoso b'knisaso ma omer. What do you daven? You're some of an achas Hashem alokai velokai avosai shetachniseni lekrach zel l'shalom. Hashem, please bring me into this city in peace. B'tziyoso omer modani l'fanach Hashem alokai. Thank you for allowing me to have peace. The Mefarshim point out this is like the Rambam's pshat of this Mishnah, that when you leave, you're giving hodah for what was. Not like Rashi, who says it's talking about a tefillah before you leave, that I should have peace as I leave. Benazi Omer Mavarach Arba Shtayim B'Knisaso V'Shtayim B'Tziyoso B'Knisaso Ma'o Omer. What do you see going in? You're a son of an Achashem Elokai V'Lokai V'Vosai Shetachni Seni Levar Krachza L'Shalom. Right before you come in, bring me in peace. Nichnas, if you want, once he went in, Omer Baruch Ani Bodai Ani L'Fanach Hashem Elokai V'Lokai V'Vosai Shenichnasti L'Shalom. Just like I came, thank you Hashem for bringing me in. Ken Yir Atzom Avanacha Shetotzi'eni Mitocha L'Shalom. Allow me to come out in peace. Kishi yatsa omer yiratzu b'fadach Hashem alakai shetotzi'eni mikrach zel l'shalom. Thank you. Yatsa omar modim, I'm sorry, allow me to go out in peace. And yatsa, once he goes out, omar modani l'fadach Hashem alakai shetotzi'eni l'shalom. Thank you for taking me out. Keni yiratzu mi l'fadach shetoli cheni l'beisi l'shalom. It's like a tefilas haderech. Ola makom ploni l'shalom. To my house or to a specific place. And all this only applies hada to omar mimedoras goyim. In a place where it's dangerous. Right, there are places that idolaters and no rule of the land. Avol b'Yisrael and Azorach Lavarach. But if it's Jewish homes and cities that you're amongst, then obviously you don't need this. Imayimakom shahargin sham. But if it's a place where they are horig, what does that mean? They just dinei nefashas. Some say so. The Pnei Moshe here says where they. The courts judge, and maybe you won't find anybody to be mizake you in schlus. Others say this means that they kill without rule of government. So then, afilu b'meduros Yisrael, tzorach lavarech, then you would have to be mevarech even b'meduros Yisrael. Again, we had the Bavli quotes the whole tefillah sederech that we have, And we had earlier tfilos, if you remember, every morning, every afternoon, that the Bir Halacha quotes at the beginning of Aruch Chaim. Maybe we should be saying that by in terms of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky said those aren't really meant to be said, but it's just the ideas of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So that was in time. Here, it's in space. Whenever we go anywhere, we should have that idea of Hoda'a and Tefillah focus on the future. When one goes into a bathroom, Mevarech Shaim, he makes two brachas. Achas, Bikidisaso, Achas, Bikidisaso. Bikidisaso, Moher, what does he say on the way in? So a bracha that we don't say, Bizman Hazeh. Kavod Lachem, Hamachubadim. My honorable accompanies, right, in the days of old, they acknowledged the angels that accompanied them wherever they went. Mesharsi, Kodesh, Derech, Eretz, Hu, Panu, Derech, clear the way. Baruch, HaKel, HaKavod, right, Blester, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we basically tell them, Alachim, I'm sorry that I gotta go to the bathroom, and you gotta wait for me here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Shulchan Aruch in Simon Gimel, Han Hagas Besakise, Kishi Karza Besaknise, Yomer, Hiskabdu, Mechubadim, Viachshav, Lo Nagul Omer. As we know, we don't say it as Manazeh, we're not on the level of recognizing the angels that go with us, right? The Mishneh Berurah quotes from the earlier Achronim, Ki ein anu muchzakin liyirei shamayim, shemalachim malavino sanu, shenevakshem sheyamtinu aleinu achedese. We're going to hold ourselves so high, we're going to talk to the malachim, yeah, please wait here while I go in. Right? So we're not on that level to A, merit maybe the angels accompanying us, or B, for sure, acknowledging that the angels are with us. That's on the way in. On the way out, this we are familiar with. Baruch Hashem Yatzar Adam Bechachma. Hashem creates us Bechachma. Right, question, is that Bechachma going back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The creation of man was Bechachma? Or is it going, he gave us Chachma. He created us Bechachma. So the way that the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Vav unusually quotes a number of shatim of this bracha. Since when does the Shulchan Aruch quote what brachas mean? But he goes through the whole nusach habracha of Asher Yatzar. He says, Asher Yatzar has Adam b'chachma, shebriyas ha'adam, he b'chachma nifla'a. Right? So number one is going like the first shot that I gave, that I mentioned, that it was chachma that Hashem created. V'yesh b'farshim al-shem sha'aguf domilano. No, it's the body that is amazing. Right? And then we say, mafli lasos, also is a discussion of what mafli lasos is referring to, and the Ramah quotes at the end, v'yesh l'idfarish mafli lasos kamash shomer Ruach ha'adam bekirbo, the kosher duva ruchani bedavar gashmi. A person that we have ruchnius inside, our gashmius inside our guf, we have a neshama, and that's rofech habasar, that's the pele that we have in our bodies. That's what we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time we go out of the bathroom. Vayter, hanichnas lemerchatz, when one goes into a bathhouse, which in the days of old was dangerous, it was a burning hot fire underneath the wood, mispaloshtayim, achas b'krisasa, achas b'krisasa, one going in and one going out. Remember we had earlier, back on Daf Nun, Rabbi Mana used to be mitzaveh, his send a last will and testament, so to speak, to his family whenever he went into the bathhouse, because it was dangerous. So what did we dav? B'krisasa, omer yiresam avadach Hashem alokai, shetatzileni misreifas ha'esh, Umehezek achamin, Hashem, save me, please, from the fire and from the hot water. Umenamapoles, and nothing falls down. Valyera davar benafshi, and so nothing happens to me. Vimyera temisase kapara kovanosai. And if something happens, it should be a kapara. Vetatzileni mizu umichayotzi bolasilavo. And please save me from all future dangerous activities. Kshu yotze omer, and when he goes out, he says, Modari farech Hashem alokai, sheitzaltani minaar. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me from this fire. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Hadada Atamar b'mercha chidisokas. This is only talking about a fire, a bathhouse that's heated from right underneath. Ava b'mercha chidin anisokas. If the source of the fire is, force of the heat is not there, it's brought from elsewhere, say, no, Amar lebehezek chamin bovad. You just focus on the hot water, not on the fire, because there is no fire there. Reb Chilki, Reb Simon, Meshim, Reb Shua ben Levi, Tilas hamerchatz eina tuuna amida. You don't even have to stand up. You don't have to, or you shouldn't, when you make this bracha. Some say that you should keep yourself covered. It's easier to cover yourself when one is sitting, or it's really a tefillah, and therefore it does not require amida. Maybe you shouldn't stop. You could keep walking when you say this tefillah / bracha. Either a different pshatim about what the no need for amida means. Right? The Bara Folda says ela im halichaso samach leknisaso hu mispal tefillaso. As you go in, you say this bracha. Others say one should be covered. Okay, Alachay Mishnah says the Mishnah now, getting to the last Mishnayis in Maseches Brachas. Chayav Lavarech Al HaRak, Shem Shem Lavarech Al HaTova. I have to say Bracha on the Ra'a, just like on the Tova. The Gra in the Shnos Eliyo right here comments, Bisimcha, one word, Bisimcha, which is hard, but that's what he says. Shneamar V'yahavta Hashem Alkecha B'chalavavcha B'chalnafshecha B'chalmadecha. Shalav Hashem with all your heart, soul, and ma'od. That's the hardest one to translate, but the Mishnah explains B'chalavavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha B'chalavavcha with both your Yitzers. That's the double two vases. B'Yitzer Tova V'Yitzara U'V'chalnafshecha Afilinotel's Nafshecha. Right, even if I have to put my life on the line for Hakadosh Baruch Hu U'V'chalmaodecha B'chalmamoncha with all one's money, right? That has to not violate an avera to give away all one's money. Davar acher, b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol midu mida shumodi lecha. In every way, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me in life, b'chol havimod elo ma'od ma'od. We have to be very acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness in all situations that He gives us. Lo yekala. Now we get, once we're talking about recognition of the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, so we speak about His makam hamikdash. Lo yekala demes rosh hakenegah shar mizrach. In the bayis rishon, Rashi in the beginning of the ninth parak of Bracha says, at least in the bayis rishon where there were no curtains in front of the kodesh kodashim, it was all open, so we shouldn't have Kalas Rosh on the east gate, because it goes straight in, looking in the east gate, into the Azara, into the Ulam, into the Kodesh Kadashim. We also shouldn't go into Harabais with our walking stick, our shoes, Uba Pundasa with our money belt, Uba Avaksha Raglov, or dust. We have to shake it off before we go in. We cannot take it as a shortcut, and we know, learn that to shuls also. We can't spit in that area, right? If we can't wear shoes, which is not a bizayin, so surely Rekika. And finally, we continue. Other takanas. How did they end off all brachas in the Beis HaMikdash? They used to say min ha'olam at the end of every bracha. Bracha da Hashem min ha'olam. Right? Machonin adas. They added on those two words. Mishakoklo aminim, when the minim criticized and said, Amru ein olam ela echad. Oh, there's only one olam. So hiskinu, shi omrim in ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. They added that we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, right? Mechaye ha'mesim, or whatever the bracha is, we added that in. There's a lot more here to talk about, but on these brachas, but we'll have to wait for the Gemara to expand on that. Okay, we'll stop here.